안녕하세요. 코리아헤럴드 팟캐스트 청취자 여러분, 새롭게 인사드립니다. 낯선 목소리라 당황하셨나요? 이번부터 팟캐스트를 함께할 최정윤 기자라고 합니다. 잘 부탁드립니다. Hello everybody, I am 최정윤, a new member to join the Korea Herald podcast. 옆에는 우리 브롤리 카피 에디터가 함께하고 있습니다. Hi, Brawley.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, so the first article I brought is 그 청와대가 이번에 20대의 1급 공무원을 발탁해서 논란과 지지 많은 이야기들이 일어나고 있는데요. Have you ever heard about this news, Brawley?
Yeah, I saw this news last week, and I think it's really interesting. I think as the article says, this is the first time that a major party has appointed someone in their 20s to be a part of the presidential administration.
Right, she's the grade one level government official, which is a rank just below vice minister.
Yeah.
차관급 바로 아래 직급이라고 하는데요. So let's hear the article. Brawley, are you ready?
I'm ready. 청와대 under fire for appointing student as senior official. 청와대's recent pick of a 24-year-old college student as a senior official handling youth policy is facing backlash both from opposition party members and young job seekers. On Wednesday, Park Sung-min, a former Supreme Council member of the ruling Democratic Party of Korea, who studies Korean language and literature at Korea University in Seoul, started her work as a secretary for the Presidential Political Affairs Office. But online communities have seen complaints pour in as angry young job seekers, especially those preparing for the highly competitive civil servant exam, question the fairness of her appointment. Most civil servants start as grade 5 officials, and it takes more than 30 years for them to become grade 2 officials, an association of aides to lawmakers at the main opposition People Power Party said in a statement. President Moon Jae-in's senior political secretary Lee Chol-hee disputed that view in a radio interview on Tuesday. Her capabilities have already been fully reviewed before the appointment, he said.
Okay, so we will break down the sentences and look at the first one. It's 청와대's recent pick of a 24-year-old college student. 이제 청와대에 최근 24세 대학생을 뭐 선발한 거에 대한 이야기인데요. Senior official은 고급 관료라는 뜻이고요. Is handling youth policy. 청년 정책을 다루는 어떤 대학생을 뽑은 거에 대해서 이것이 facing backlash라고 되어 있는데요. Brawley, could you explain to us what face as a verb is and what backlash means?
Right. So to face something is to literally, if you think about your face, that you're confronting it. It's becoming in front of you. And facing backlash. Backlash is when society or a group of people are saying, are pushing against what is happening. So if you are facing backlash, you are facing negative response or a negative feedback to what is happening.
Backlash라는 게 요즘 사회적 용어로도 많이 쓰이는 단어인데요. 이제 사회의 정치적 변화에 대한 어떤 반발을 이르는 용어라고 해석하시면 되겠습니다. 이제 이런 청와대의 최근 인사 결정 선택이 많은 야당과 그리고 젊은 job seekers들로부터 이러한 backlash를 받고 있다고 합니다. So what are job seekers?
From the actual name is people who are looking for jobs. They may no longer be students yet, and they are people who are trying to get into a full-time job, a salary job. It's very clear to us in Korea who and what that looks like. I think outside of Korea, if you said job seekers, it might be a little less clear on who that is because it could be not just one specific population of people. Job seekers could refer to anyone who is looking for a job, whether that's a full-time job or a part-time job. But here in Korea, job seekers usually has a very specific connotation. It's usually young people who are no longer students or maybe students who are looking for kind of that first job of theirs.
Right. So we call it 취준생, right?
Right.
취업을 준비하는 뭐 학생 or 사람들, we call it 취준생 or 구직자 in
exactly.
Korean. Okay, so the next sentence is, on Wednesday, Park Sung-min, she is the recent appointee of the presidential secretary, 박성민이라는 분이 a former Supreme Council member of the ruling Democratic Party of Korea who studies Korean language and literature at Korea University in Seoul. 박성민을 설명하는 구간이 이제 쉼표와 쉼표 사이에 매우 많은데요. 우선 첫 번째로 a former Supreme Council. What is former as an adjective and what does Supreme Council mean?
So former, quite simply, is just the prior. That's what they did in the past. Supreme Council, it's different in every case it's used. This is implying that she had a pretty high seat in the Democratic Party of Korea. So a council is kind of a group of people. We might use it in school for a student council. Mm-hmm. Or in a company, you might have kind of the council or the board. Mm-hmm. It's just elected people who are a part of a certain group to kind of help make decisions for that. And supreme here usually means of some kind of a power.
Right. So she worked as 더불어민주당의 전 최고위원으로 역임을 했었는데 그거를 뜻하는 거고요. 이제 뒤에서 who studies Korean language and literature at Korea University in Seoul은 이제 서울에 있는 고려대학교에서 국어국문학과를 전공하는 이렇게 서술하고 있습니다. So, 박성민, and we move straight to the verb, started her work as a secretary for the Presidential Political Affairs Office. What is political affairs, Broly?
So political affairs, it really depends on the circumstance or depends on the political party or who's in president. In this case, we're talking about the way that the presidential office is interacting and working with other political entities or representatives around the country. So political affairs office might deal with other people in the party mm-hmm. Who are trying to execute bills and trying to rally support around the initiatives, the plans of the president.
So political affairs이라는 단어가 되게 좀 추상적이긴 하지만 이제 정치나 국가 행정에 관계되는 어떠한 일이라고 해석하시면 되겠습니다. Moving on to the next paragraph, but online communities have seen complaints pour in. Pour in, we hear the word when it's raining, like it's pouring. So what does this word mean in this sentence, Broly?
In this circumstance, pour in is implying that there was a large amount that came in pretty quickly. It's pouring in just like the rain. It's mm-hmm. coming down fast, and these complaints, there's many of them coming in quickly.
그러니까 이제 온라인 커뮤니티에서는 뭐 엄청난 불만들이 쏟아져 나오고 있다라는 이야기인데요. 왜 불만이 쏟아져 나오냐? As angry young job seekers, especially those preparing for the highly competitive civil servant exam, question the fairness of her appointment이라고 나와 있는데요. Highly competitive?
Yeah, highly competitive. It just means that there's a small chance of success, and there's many, many people who there's many people taking the same test, and there's only a small percentage of people who are going to pass.
그렇죠. 이제 경쟁이 치열하다는 이야기인데요. 이제 젊은 구직자들이 특히 그 경쟁이 치열한 공무원 시험을 준비하고 있는 화가 난 구직자들이 question the fairness of her appointment. Question the fairness?
Right. So what they're saying is this, you know, all of us have to take this really hard test, and how did she get to be up there? Is that fair? Is it right? Is it equal, giving us all an equal opportunity? So fairness is making sure that everybody has the equal or fair shot of something. Yeah,
yeah. Like fair chances, right?
Exactly.
그러니까 그녀의 어떤 임명, 그 appointment가 공정했는지 그 공정성의 의문을 제기하면서 이런 불만들이 쏟아져 나왔다는 게 이야기입니다.
Most civil servants start as grade 5 officials and it takes more than 30 years for them to become grade 2 officials.
대체로 많은 공무원들이 5급에서 시작하고 2급이 되기 위해서는 30년 이상의 시간이 걸린다고 이야기를 하면서요. 이제 이 공정성에 대한 이야기를 하고 있었습니다.
Moving on to the fourth paragraph, Broly, it says President Moon Jae-in's senior political secretary Lee Cheol-hee disputed that view.
여기서 that view는 이제 그녀의 공정성을 의심하거나 혹은 그녀의 어떤 자격에 대해서 미달이 되진 않았는지 이런 반박하는 view를 얘기하는 건데요. 이거에 대해서 문재인의
정무수석 이철이는 이러한 시각을 disputed 했다. Disputed. What does that mean, Broly?
He argued against or pushed back against.
Right. And the quote he said is, her capabilities have already been fully reviewed before the appointment. So her capabilities.
Yeah, capabilities, kind of a straightforward vocabulary word here. Her, what she can do, I think it's pretty equal translation to 능력. It's pretty good right there.
능력, right. Is there any other synonyms that we can use in this sentence?
Abilities and capabilities is, the nuance is there a little bit, but essentially new abilities works there. What her qualifications, I think, is this. This is a little bit different, but that's what he's saying.
Right.
That she's demonstrated being able to, she's qualified for this job.
Okay, so this is what I prepared for this article. Before moving into the second one, we can talk a little bit about this article itself.
Yeah.
So, Broly, what did you think about this recent appointment?
Well, I think it's really interesting, and I can also see why it's controversial. I think that, as you said, this is the first time that someone this young has been given such a high-level grade and inside of a presidential administration. And I know right now it's kind of a big issue about making sure that people who are qualified for things are given what they are qualified for. I know that a lot of young people are really stressed about making sure that people aren't getting an easy route to something.
What you pointed out is very correct, I think, in feeling that 청년들이 어떤 박탈감을 느끼고 어떤 기회의 공정성을 요구하는 데에서 대한민국의 많은 구직 활동이 아무래도 어렵다 보니까 이런
right.
공정성에 대한 논의가 많이 이루어지는 것 같습니다.
And I think that issue has been around for a long time, and I think it's been even heightened by the pandemic. A lot, it's been even harder to get a job, which was it was already extremely hard. And so there's this kind of feeling around the culture, especially amongst job seekers who are really stressed and feel really stressed about this.
And even the latest appointment comes with Lee Jun-seok, the 36-year-old, becoming the youngest person to lead a major opposition party.
Correct.
In the name, right?
Yeah.
So these new political sensation are hitting Korea for sure about, you know, having young people.
For a long time here in Korea, we've kind of expected a certain order in politics. But it's always refreshing to see a new face and hear some new ideas. And the fact that both political parties seem to be open to new ideas and getting people in there, it's interesting for sure.
Yeah. And besides from these controversies, I think bringing young people to politics is important.
I think so too.
Okay, so for wrapping up this article, Broly, could you read the article again?
Sure. Cheongwa-dae under fire for appointing student as senior official. Cheongwa-dae's recent pick of a 24-year-old college student as a senior official handling youth policy is facing backlash both from opposition party members and young job seekers. On Wednesday, Park Sung-min, a former Supreme Council member of the ruling Democratic Party of Korea, who studies Korean language and literature at Korea University in Seoul, started her work as a secretary for the Presidential Political Affairs Office. But online communities have seen complaints pour in as angry young job seekers, especially those preparing for the highly competitive civil servant exam, question the fairness of her appointment. Most civil servants start as grade 5 officials, and it takes more than 30 years for them to become grade 2 officials, an association of aides to lawmakers at the main opposition People Power Party said in a statement. President Moon Jae-in's senior political secretary Lee Chol-hee disputed that view in a radio interview on Tuesday. Her capabilities have already been fully reviewed before the appointment, he said.
So we have the second article about this hot issue, Metaverse, or in English, you pronounce it as?
Metaverse.
Okay. 이 기사는 이제 요즘 핫 이슈인 메타버스에 대한 걸 제가 가져와 봤는데요. MZ세대의 놀이터인 3차원 가상세계 메타버스가 새로운 물결을 일으키면서 어떤 시장과 경제 포맷을 바꿔버리는 그런 이야기를 해보려고 합니다. Broly, could you read the article for us, please?
Sure. Invitation to Metaverse. To those who have difficulty in grasping the characteristics of the younger generations of millennials and Gen Z, pay attention to the metaverse. a combination of meta and universe, the term refers to a virtual world shared by people from the real world. In the beginning, it looked like nothing more than a game or virtual playground for younger people. But it is now a serious world of a digital economy, where a virtual Gucci bag resold for $4,115, higher than its real-world value. Drawn to the huge potential the metaverse concept presents, businesses are getting ready to, or are already making the moves to, tap into the virtual world. Since the main user base, consisting of the MZ generations, is highly attractive to retailers and fashion brands, many business-to-business partnerships are underway, said a public relations official at Naver. It has raised profits from marketing collaborations with renowned brands like Nike and Gucci. Around 5 million Nike shoes have been sold in Geppetto, exceeding in-person offline sales. Naver seeks to make Geppetto another complete world where the MG generations can make a living, for example by making money from creating virtual products and services, and also go shopping with virtual money and enjoy in-world entertainment.
Right, so this metaverse, this is like hot issue. When you look at the newspaper, these words are coming in like in every single article.
Mm-hmm.
So are you familiar with the concept, Raleigh?
I'm familiar with the concept, and I have to say I'm familiar with it because I think I heard about it maybe more than 10 years ago. When I was a college student, I took a class, and one of my teachers was really into this program called Second Life. The concept is very similar. You make an avatar for yourself. You build your own house. You meet with your friends. You go out to the cafe and have a coffee together. And I think that so this concept itself, existing in a different world on the internet, I don't think it's necessarily very new, but a lot of the applications and what people are thinking we can do in there, as we talked about in this story, they do sound pretty new.
So I heard that one university has actually like held graduation via like Roblox or Geppetto, like this second world. And there are classes going on and singers and idols are doing concerts online, right?
Yeah, it makes sense that all of these things coming back, all of these things are coming together. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've looked over the news for the past year, you've seen a lot of all these digital events because of the pandemic. And so, yeah, performances by idols and classes being held and trying out different things to make people feel more engaged. It makes sense that this is coming up.
Yeah. So as we grasp of the idea, we can go into the article. The first sentence, it says, to those who have difficulty in grasping the characteristics of the younger generations of millennials and Gen Z, 밀레니얼이나 Z세대 등 젊은 세대들의 특징을 grasp하는 데 어려움을 겪는 사람들이라면, what is grasp?
It's another word we use to mean understand.
Mm-hmm.
To grasp something is to physically hold it.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of doing that with your brain. So holding on and understanding what it means.
Mm-hmm. But when you mean it's you're grasping something physically, how can you use the word in a sentence?
I grasped the cup tightly. So it means you're holding on to the cup really tightly.
Mm-hmm. But in this sentence, it means you're like having your ideas.
Mm-hmm. Or you have an understanding,
of it. Okay. So, 밀레니얼과 Z세대 등 젊은 세대의 특징을 파악하는 데 어려움을 겪는 사람들이라면 메타버스에 주목하라. Pay attention to the metaverse. It says it's a combination of meta and universe. What's a combination of something and something mean?
Combination is when you bring multiple things together and put it into one.
So, it means 메타와 어떤 유니버스의 합성어라고 해석할 수 있겠네요.
Correct.
So it's a combination of meta and the universe. The term refers to a virtual world shared by people from the real world. 현실 세계의 사람들이 공유하는 어떤 가상 세계에 refer to 한다. 가상 세계를 뜻한다. Is that correct?
Yes. Refers to, we could also say it means something.
Mm-hmm.
It means this. It refers to this. It is talking about this.
Okay. And it has another meaning, like we have, like when we use the word reference.
Mm-hmm.
How could we What does that mean?
If I ask you to refer to the text or can you please refer to the magazine, I'm asking you to go look at what we're talking about. I might say if we're on a trip together, mm-hmm. I might say you need to refer to the map to mm-hmm. be able to know where we're going.
거기서는 이제 참고하다라는 뜻이 되겠죠. Moving on to the second paragraph. In the beginning, it looked like nothing more than a game or a virtual playground for younger people. 메타버스는 처음에는 게임 혹은 젊은 사람들을 위한 가상의 놀이터에 불과해 보였다고 합니다. But it is now a serious world of a digital economy. Serious, does it mean like we have a serious face, serious, like 심각한?
No, this means more like legitimate, that we should take it seriously, mm-hmm. that we should look at it and think, this is not just for play anymore. This might be something we should look into.
Mm. 어떤 뭐 심각한 상황, 뭐 serious situation 이럴 때 쓰는 serious보다는 뭐 주목할 만한 혹은 중요한 이런 뜻이 되겠습니다. So, but it is now a serious world of a digital economy. 어떤 디지털 경제의 중요한 부분이다. Where a virtual Gucci bag resold for $4,115 higher than its real world value. 이제 구찌의 어떤 구찌라는 브랜드의 가방이 현실 세계에서의 가치보다 높은 $1,115의 resold 재판매되는 디지털 경제의 중요한 세상이다라는 뜻입니다. And drawn to the huge potential the metaverse concept presents. Potential?
Another word for potential is possibility. Mm-hmm. Just what it could be.
Right, so it's simply 가능성, right?
Mm-hmm.
메타버스의 컨셉이 가져가는 혹은 나타내는 많은 가능성에 이끌려서 businesses are getting ready to or are already making the moves to. Getting ready to는 이제 기업들이 준비를 하고 있다는 뜻 같고 are already making the moves to. Make the move?
Yeah, making the move is our, instead of preparing, you're doing the first steps. You're already in the game. You're... Instead of 준비하다, where you're preparing, you're making the moves you've already started.
Right. 작업을 어떤 시작하다라는 이야기가 되겠고요. When it comes to love relationship, when you say make the move, mm-hmm. it's like you're trying to attract someone.
I think that if you're in talking about a relationship, if you're saying you're going to make the move, you're going to like say, oh, seriously, are you going to be my girlfriend? You're going to be my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I mean, make the move is to kind of secure and start a relationship.
그런 의미에서는 비슷한 뜻으로 해석할 수 있겠습니다.
Mm-hmm.
So, businesses are 준비하거나 혹은 이미 시작하고 있다고 합니다. 무엇을요? To tap into the virtual world. Tap into.
Yeah, tap into is kind of a fun phrase you can use. It means... to kind of go into, to jump into. Also, you're going to tap into something you want to access it.
Hmm.
So we can use it. It's pretty much the same meaning as access or go into. But it kind of literally kind of, when I say it, it makes the image in my brain of someone putting their finger into something. They want to jump into that world.
그러니까 가상 세계에 이제 시작하기 위해 다가가기 위한 준비와 뭐 시작들을 하고 있다라는 이야기가 되겠습니다. Since the main user base consisting of the MZ generations is highly attractive to retailers and fashion brands, many business-to-business partnerships are underway. 이제 MZ세대로 구성된 주요 사용자층이 소매업자들과 패션 브랜드에게 매우 매력적이기 때문에 기업 간의 많은 어떤 파트너십, 동업이 are underway 하다라고 되어 있는데요. What's are underway mean, Broly?
It means they have started. They are going. Similar to kind of make moves, but in this case, it's not as an act. It's not as active as making moves. It's already started. The train has already left. Mm-hmm. It's underway. We're in the process of doing it.
Okay, so make the move means 어떤 동작의 느낌으로서 그 시작을 실제로 하고 있는 그
Correct.
동작에 포커스를 두는 반면 underway는 이미 시작을 한 어떤 상태에
right.
의미를 두는 단어라고 생각하시면 되겠습니다. Said a public relations officials at Naver. It has raised profits from marketing collaborations with renowned brands like Nike and Gucci, and around 5 million Nike shoes have been sold in Zepeto, exceeding in-person offline sales. Exceed?
Yeah, to exceed is to go over, to be more than. In this case, the number of sales are more online than they are offline.
그렇죠? In-person offline sales는 이제 오프라인 판매를 exceed, 초과하다, 초월하다, 뭐 뛰어넘었다 라고 해석하시면 되겠습니다. We have the last paragraph. So Naver seeks to make Zepeto another complete world where the MZ generations can make a living. Naver가 seeks to?
Their plan is to, they're looking forward to, that's what they hope for.
So seeks to means like 뭐뭐를 하려고 하다 혹은 시도하려고 한다 어떤 노력의 의미가 들어간 건데요. 이제 네이버가 제페토를 MZ세대가 가령 가상의 물건이나 서비스를 만들어 make a living 하도록 한다는 건데요. Make a living.
Yeah, make a living is what you can do to support yourself. It can be a job or any kind of work. We just say to make a living. What do you do for a living is another question you can ask someone to mean what's your job? What do you do?
Mm-hmm. 어떻게 이제 돈을 번다, 생계를 꾸린다 이런 뜻인데요. 네이버가 제페토를 MZ세대가 어떤 서비스를 만들어 돈을 벌고 생계를 꾸리는 하나의 뭐 세상으로 만들려고 한다. For example, by making money from creating virtual products and services. 예를 들어서 뭐 가상의 세계에서 가상의 물건이나 서비스를 만듦으로써 돈을 번다는 얘기고요. And also go shopping with virtual money and enjoy in-world entertainment. 또 다른 가상의 돈으로 쇼핑을 하고 가상의 오락을 즐길 수 있는 완전한 세상으로 만들려고 한다라는 이야기였습니다.
So this is what we prepared for today. And for to wrap things up, could you read the second article, please, once again?
My pleasure. Invitation to Metaverse. To those who have difficulty in grasping the characteristics of the younger generations of millennials and Gen Z, pay attention to the Metaverse. A combination of meta and universe, the term refers to a virtual world shared by people from the real world. In the beginning, it looked like nothing more than a game or virtual playground for younger people. But it is now a serious world of a digital economy, where a virtual Gucci bag resold for $4,115, higher than its real-world value. Drawn to the huge potential the metaverse concept presents, businesses are getting ready to, or are already making the moves to, tap into the virtual world. Since the main user base, consisting of the MZ generations, is highly attractive to retailers and fashion brands, many business-to-business partnerships are underway, said a public relations official at Naver. It has raised profits from marketing collaborations with renowned brands like Nike and Gucci. Around 5 million Nike shoes have been sold in Geppetto, exceeding in-person offline sales. Naver seeks to make Geppetto another complete world where the MG generations can make a living, for example by making money from creating virtual products and services, and also go shopping with virtual money and enjoy in-world entertainment.
So that's what we prepared for today. We talked about Chongwada's recent pick of a 24-year-old secretary, and we talked about this hot potato, the metaverse. Right, So this is it, and
yeah, it's good to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Always, pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
Though it's my first time, thank you.
I was happy to be here.
Okay, so see you next time, guys, and stay tuned to the Korea Herald podcast. Have a great weekend.
Have a good one.
Bye.